This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, good day, good day. It's Father Tom today. May the Lord Jesus bless you. Today is the day of blessings. Blessings from the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know where you are, spiritually, emotionally, physically, but today, where you are, He wants to bless you. Oh, the great Lord Jesus Christ, He left us the great person of the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit. I cannot do without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes in our weaknesses, for we know not how to pray, but the Holy Spirit with groans prays in us, to through us, and for us. The great Holy Spirit. We received the Holy Spirit at baptism and confirmation. But does the Holy Spirit have you? Does the Holy Spirit have me? That's the issue. Oh, I've got the Holy Spirit. Sacramentally, as true as this morning's sunrise. But do I allow the Holy Spirit to do what He wants to do through me, to me, and for me? Or am I a control freak? Oh, the Holy Spirit is far from control freaks. I want to tell you this. I was a control freak. No more, by the grace of God. And when I go back to being in control as a freak, Lord, discipline me, discipline me, discipline me. I don't want to be in control. I want Jesus, control of this ministry, so that you today will be blessed, not by Father Tom, but by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. I speak of the presence of Jesus Christ, the King of glory, my Savior, my all. I have nothing apart from Jesus. And as a matter of fact, you have nothing apart from Jesus. The church has nothing apart from Jesus. Jesus is the central person of the church. Jesus Christ, who died, buried, and was raised from the dead. Hallelujah. We cannot get along without Jesus. I love the saints. I love the saints. But the saints are not Jesus. The saints bring people to Jesus when they were on the earth and now that they're in heaven. I love the saints. But the saints are not my Savior. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is your Savior. He said, when I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw all men unto myself. That's you, that's me, that's all who are listening. You and I were drawn into the heart of Jesus when He was lifted up on the cross. He said, all men shall come to me. All people shall be drawn into me. That's you and me and I. Drawn into the heart of the crucified Savior. And He's got plans. He wants to make you a disciple. Oh, yes, a disciple to carry His word and to bring Him to people. The world is lost as we know it. It is lost. There is only one salvation, not medicine, not doctors, not priests, not popes, but the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the world, the one the priest proclaims. That's me. I proclaim Jesus and Him crucified and raised from the dead. I have the great experience that God's given me to speak to you today. Raise up Jesus in your heart. Raise up Jesus in your body. Raise up Jesus in your spirit. Raise up Jesus and depend upon him. I depend upon him. Apart from Jesus, I have zero. Apart from Jesus, nothing, nothing, nothing exists in me, for me, and through me. But I am not apart from Jesus. He said, all you who labor and are weary, come to me. I'll give you rest. Come to me, not to Father Tom. Come to Jesus. I'll give you rest. How do I do that? I come unto thee, O Lord. I surrender unto thee, O Lord. You, O Jesus, are my salvation. You, O Jesus, are my health. You, O Jesus, are my blessing. Apart from you, I have nothing. In you, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. As you lead me to do them, one thing at a time. You can do all things in Christ as he leads you to do things, one thing at a time. How we are blessed to know experientially the Son of the Eternal Father. When I was a child, I said to my friends, oh, I would have been so blessed to be able to walk the streets of our Lord Jesus Christ and to walk with him. I would have been so blessed. Oh, no, I am even more blessed because now not only does Jesus walk in my shoes and I walk in his shoes, not only that, but he has poured out upon me and the church the great gift of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we're desperate for you. Holy Spirit, come to your people. Holy Spirit, heal the sick. Holy Spirit, calm the troubled. Holy Spirit, draw us into the heart of the Savior. Apart from the Holy Spirit, I speak words that cannot pierce your heart. They're just words. But I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ, him crucified and raised from the dead. As he pours out his Holy Spirit upon me, what do? I proclaim the marvelous word of God. I proclaim the word made flesh, our Lord Jesus Christ. There's nobody like Jesus. What do you need today? You need a new revelation of the love of Jesus Christ for you. Revelation means take the veil off. You need to have the veil taken off your eyes and heart and have a new experience of the love of Jesus Christ. He said, and this is for you, no one who comes to me shall I ever reject, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing, zilch, of what he has given me, that you, but that I should raise that you on the last day. You see, Jesus is not far from me. I live and move and have my being in him. He dwells within my broken heart. Jesus Christ the Lord, the Son of the Eternal Father, the one who walked on the Sea of Galilee, the one who died for the remission of your sins and my sins, the one who rose from the dead victoriously. He dwells by faith in your heart. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You are not far from Father Tom. Even when Father Tom is singing, "How dry I am, how dry I am," you are in the midst of his heart, his broken heart. You never will leave him nor desert him. You promised. And if you promised it for Father Tom, you promised it for the people listening to me today. I will never leave you nor desert you. How long is never? Forever. Forever. I have committed myself to you way before you committed yourself to me. You are all that I love. You are the one I love. You are in the heart of the Savior. He has plans for you. Don't care about your age. Don't care about not being able. He has plans for you. The only thing you need to do is step into them. Step into them. Step into them. Oh, years ago, he told me, not with an audible voice, "I want you on radio. I want you proclaiming Jesus Christ and the power of his death, burial, resurrection, and Pentecost. I want you to proclaim the message of the church." Oh, I said, "Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need your help. I can't do this on my own." And Jesus, through the word of God, says, "You are never alone. You that hear me today are not alone. I live with you. I live in you. I live for you. As you are a faithful man or woman or child of God, I do not dwell far above in the heavens. I dwell close in your broken heart. That's where I dwell." Oh, he's in the heavens too. No problem. But right now, I'm not thinking about the heavens. He dwells within Father Tom's heart, broken as it is. And you know what? That brokenness is used to help other broken people. That's why people come to me. They come to me because they know I've got a broken heart. They might not know that consciously, but subconsciously, they know my heart has been broken and Jesus Christ has become the Savior of that heart that has been broken. I have no recourse but Jesus Christ. I have no recourse but Jesus Christ. He is my only recourse. He is my only salvation. He is my only healing. Apart from Jesus, I am zero. But I need not ever be apart from Jesus. Ever, ever, ever. I remember when I sinned and there was a terrible sin. I remember it was a Wednesday or a Thursday night and I drove to North Andover and knocked on the door of the nuns that are contemplative. I was having a hard day. I betrayed Jesus. The sister opened the door. She saw that I was a priest. She said, "Come in, Father." So I walked in to the convent. I said to the sister, "I have betrayed my Lord. I have betrayed Jesus. I've sinned." Sister looked at me with love and said, "Father, the Lord loves you. The Lord loves you. The Lord forgives you. The Lord shed his blood for you for the remission of your sins. Would you like a cup of tea? And so she brought in a hot drink and some cookies. I needed that sister that night. I needed her that night. She wasn't preaching to me. She was only being Jesus to me, loving me in my brokenness. Oh, yes. That's what we're called to do. Love people in their brokenness. That's what Jesus did in me, for me. Love people in their brokenness. Remember what Sadie said, my old friend that sat at the window before Sacred Heart, the church, before Sacred Heart, our parish. She was not Catholic. She was in the window, often would invite me into her house, point to a picture of the risen Savior, and she would say, no one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how. I ate it up. I had been proclaiming the Word of God. Now I needed that Word to be proclaimed to me and become flesh in me. No one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how. The centrality of the proclamation of the Son of God. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is healer. Jesus Christ is our salvation. Jesus Christ is Lord and the King of glory. Do you know him today? Do you know my Jesus? I remember telling you the story of an old man, very rich, very rich, very rich, and in his dining room had a picture of Jesus the Lord. One evening, someone at the door, knocking, knocking, knocking. It was a homeless man, and the rich man brought him in to the dining room, sat him down in the chair, and he looked up at the picture of Jesus. And he said to the man, you know my Jesus? You know my Jesus? He did not say, you know about my Jesus. No, no. He didn't say, you know about my Jesus. Do you know my Jesus? The way Adam knew Eve. Do you know my Jesus? I thank God that as a child I was raised as a Christian Catholic. I thank God as a child we would go to the movies, watch the 10 cartoons on a Saturday and another flick. That after we went to the show, we came to confession to confess our sins. At least once every 2 weeks. I thank God. I also remember, after I was a priest, I went to a confessor. I had sinned. I needed forgiveness. I told him my sins. I told them black and white, this is what I did, and I'm so sorry. He looked at me and said, you should have known better. Oh, no. That was not what I needed to hear. You should have known better. I will never tell anybody who confesses their sins to me, you should have known better. I didn't know better. I was duped into sin. I needed forgiveness. That's what I needed. And that's why I came to that priest. I needed the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Never would I ever tell people, you should have known better. As a matter of fact, we don't know better. That's why all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All you, me, the Pope, the Archbishop, me, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But the gift of God is Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. My sins have been washed away by the blood of Calvary. Your sins, when you confessed them and repented, like myself, washed away by the blood of Calvary. Nothing can separate you from God. Don't let the devil lie to you. Never again will you be close to God. You've done that sin too often. That is the mouth of hell. Our Lord Jesus says to sinners, come to me, all of you, that you who are weary and find life burdensome, that's me, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Run into the arms of Jesus today. Don't walk. Run into the open arms of Christ the Messiah. Run there. Keep yourself hidden in the embrace of his love. In the embrace of his love. Feel that love surge through you. Feel that love surge through you. So gentle, so blessed, so wonderful, so calm, changing you from a sinner to be forgiven as you confess your sins, as you repent, as you confess and go to confession. I think the biggest secret of the world is confession. Oh, I'm not going to confess my sins to another man. Well, you proud, arrogant person. I need to confess my sins to another man. I need to speak them out and turn about from them. No more. Well, but Father, you keep on going to confession. Do you keep on doing the same sin? Unfortunately, I do. But never have I been rejected when I go to confession. I don't want to sin. I don't want to sin. But in me, there is weakness. I'm not using that as an excuse. But in me, there is weakness. I need the Lord Jesus Christ, especially when I sin. I need the Lord Jesus Christ, especially when I ask for forgiveness. No one who comes to me, the Master said, will I ever reject. That you. That you, my friend. That you. He isn't going to reject you. He hasn't rejected you. He receives you as you are when you celebrate the sacrament of penance. And if the priest, the minister of confession, looks down on you, no, the poor man is not being like Jesus. He gives you absolution, and that's wonderful, but he's not being like Jesus. Jesus said, all of you who are weary, come to me. Come to me, and you will find rest. I would never, ever cast away a person who is confessing their sins. I would listen attentively, and I would give absolution, as they said, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me, a sinner. No one who comes to me, Jesus said, will I ever reject. That's you. When's the last time you went to confession? When's the last time you spoke those words, I am a sinner in need of grace? For me? couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks, 4 weeks. When Father Sebastian comes back, I'm going to confession. I'm going to confession. I need that sacrament. Why? Because I'm a sinner, saved by grace. And when I sin, I immediately turn back to Christ. Don't put your face in the manure when you sin. Immediately run back to the Lord Jesus Christ. No need of putting your face in that manure. Run to Jesus. Run, run, run. You will not be rejected. He tells you today, no one, that's you, who comes to me, that's you, will I ever reject. That's you. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it's the will of him who sent me that I should lose nothing, that you, of what he has given me, but I should raise it up on the last day. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.